Hi, I'm Rich.
And I'm Jimmy.
And you're listening to
Rich and Jimmy Watch a Film. So, Rich, how are you? Good to see you, my friend.
I am swell.
Yeah, me too. I'm doing good. Had a shitty day, but I'm on the beers with you now. And I'm going to watch either a really good or a really shit film. Either way, it's going to be a blast.
Oh, it could be both.
Yes, it could be both. That's absolutely
right. I do think sometimes with films, shit films can be good films.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's one of my favourite things is when it's a really shit film, but it's also good.
I think you're going to like tonight's film.
Good. That's good. What's been going on?
You looked at me as if you were going to rip off my head and shit down my neck.
Hey, you fucking tell me, mate. What's been going on?
Oh, my God.
This tonight's been... tonight's been the saviour for me. I've been looking forward to this, even though we just kind of organised this like late yesterday.
Yeah.
I've been really looking forward to it, because we've both been fucking busy little boys.
We have. But what's nice is today we've got our trailer done.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our first episode of Series 2 edited and ready to go for Friday.
Yep.
Not that we know that yet, because we don't know what order this is in or what day. Oh my God, this is like being inside the Matrix.
It's breaking my brain trying to think about where it could be, because there's an infinite number of possibilities. This could be anywhere in the future.
There's a big plane going over.
So
actually, this will definitely come out after that first episode.
So we're sure of that, but...
You don't need to know that. You just listen. Listen. We're just going to talk. You listen.
Close your eyes. Yeah, exactly. The things are rolling again, and it's good. It's so fucking good. But yeah, no. I'm looking forward to this, man. It's nice just to kick back and have a few beers again with you, man. I keep thinking today's Thursday as well. That's how long of a fucking week it is. It's Tuesday evening, and I fucking walked out of work at 1 o'clock today, and I'm still thinking that it's a fucking Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're in my corner on that one, mate.
I am indeed. Podcast like a pro.
Yeah, man, just so much banter, so much good back and forth here.
There really is.
How do they do it? How do they keep doing it week after week, coming back with this, this fucking top-level stuff?
So if you're listening to this... Give up.
Yeah.
go away.
Take some LSD or something, come back. We'll figure it all out.
That will not help, straight. I'm sure. No, that will not help.
No, probably quite the opposite. Okay. Might make it enjoyable, though.
You're so down on this sometimes, aren't you? Like, we're trying to build up, like, a fan base. I've gone out, and on my own dollar, got us some great kit.
Yeah.
And all you do is you sit there going, shit.
So, what are we going to be watching here, Rich? You look like you're pretty pleased with yourself about it.
Well, it's not that I'm pleased with myself. It's just that after the day I've had at work, I really want to... I think this fits my mood.
Yep.
And it's a film that I have... I would say it's a guilty pleasure film.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it's one of these films that lots of people, like Katie, says it's shit.
Okay.
I have high hopes that you won't think it's shit, because I think we're on the same page with films like this. And we've spoken about it, and I listened to it back the other day, and I was very excited about it. And I suddenly realised, like, if you haven't seen it, and I want you to see it.
I'm 100% certain now. I was already pretty confident today I knew what the film was. I'm nearly 100% certain now what it is.
What do you reckon it is?
It's 2012.
It's 2012,
yes.
Yeah, it's a mindless, non-stop carnage. Honestly, you will be laughing at the nonsense of streets splitting open and people falling into chasms and while they drive this limousine around.
I can't wait.
Fly planes and it is shit.
Yeah.
It is shit.
But in the best way.
But it knows what it is.
Yep.
And there's one scene I can't wait for you to see.
So it doesn't take itself like too seriously then?
Oh, if it's trying to take itself seriously, it missed.
Really failing. Good.
Yeah, because I'll give you a scene, right? And it's not going to spoil the scene, because nothing could spoil this scene. Right, so Yellowstone Park, yeah? You know Yellowstone Park?
I do.
You know it's a super volcano.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that erupting... whilst Woody Harrelson stands on a mountain with his arms in the air as it erupts behind him and they all die. It's shit like that. It just is bonkers.
It's hell.
Absolutely bonkers. So I, and this is what I mean. It's a film where I can, we can sit there, we can laugh about it. You know, we can talk about John Cusack's acting ability.
I feel like, you know, because they've got some big names in this film. I feel like so many people have just read that script and just gone, you know what? It's a bunch of shit in fucking in front of a blue or a green screen. They're going to pay me handsomely. I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's just good fun.
Yeah.
It's,
do you, I mean, we'll probably talk about it when the movie's on, but do you remember in, like, in 2011 and coming into 2012 when everyone was talking about that bullshit with the Mayan calendar running out?
No, but I did notice on the extras that you the whole thing about Mayan calendar. So was that the thing?
It was a real thing. Everyone thought the world was going to... Well, not everyone, but it was a huge thing in the same way of, like, 2KY with... Y2K... What am I saying? 2KY. Y2K. Yeah, with the Millennium Bug. In very similar thing in that there's this Mayan calendar from... way back when they were doing their thing, and it's like all stone, but it, and it moves, like there's several parts to it, and it all moves and spins together, and it's kept an accurate thing of the days into the future.
Right.
And it ran out in 2012. And so everyone was like, well, fuck, that's going to be the end of the world. And it was this huge thing. But all it was just, that was the cycle starting again. It was like, sure, yeah. Yeah, like the cycle of the calendar just started again. But it was this huge thing of, yeah, like 2012 was going to be the year that it all ended.
It didn't.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe it did and we don't know.
Don't go so deep. I just said I've had a really hard day at work. And now you're making that little ghost.
Maybe that was like the split off point into the next timeline.
Now you can't speak till somebody says your name.
You didn't say Jigs. And besides, we're under a roof, doesn't count.
Did you have a tinfoil hat on in 2012?
No, man. Oh, fucking no. So there was a couple of my friends though who are still pretty big on conspiracies and shit, and they were like, yeah, like it's legit. Like the Mayan calendar's gonna run out. Mind you, we're all sitting around, you know, the same people's living rooms smoking cones, and they're putting on YouTube videos like putting the fucking thing up there, it's gonna end, and you're just like, oh nah man, like we're gonna be fine, just like turn the Bob Marley record up, we'll be cool, like,
yeah, it'll be fine,
it'll be fine, don't
and
worry
if
about
we're
it.
Not we'll still be fine,
yeah, it's fine, we'll go out listening to some fucking crunchy tunes, like don't worry about it.
I love listening to you talk sometimes because you say these wonderful like crunchy tunes. I've never what is a crunchy tune?
It's like some good stoner tunes, man.
Crunchy, I like
crunchy
it
tunes.
It's a crunchy tune. Right, well, I'm really hungry now because obviously we haven't eaten yet.
Starving. Yeah, if you want to get that chicken on, mate, and I'll go pick it up in about 20 minutes.
I bet it's going to be delicious.
I can't wait. I mean, I could only imagine how good it's going to be.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a little in joke though because I'm not gonna cook Jimmy's properly.
Yeah. Fucking great. Sorry, Rich, did you just say something?
No, I didn't say anything, Jimmy. Just I really hope you enjoy the chicken burger that I'm cooking you.
Oh, I will. I can't wait, man. I'm really going to hook into it. I might eat it so quick I don't even like check anything about it.
Well, they do say that if you eat things quickly, they can't make you sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's biology. That's how it works.
Speaking of biology, let's make love.
Turn on some crunchy tunes. Let's right. Get to crunching.
I'm going to go. We are in the right mood for 2012.
Oh, good God. Yeah, I've had a couple of fucking bevvies before I come around, so I'm ready to go, mate. I'm ready to laugh.
Right, well, let's eat dinner.
Let's do it. Let's get on to it.
This mass suicide is here to the Mayan calendar, which predicts the end of time to occur on the 21st of December of this year.
He said that the government is building these ships. So when do we let the people know?
Our mission is to assure the continuity of our species.
Wasn't it also decided that people have the right to fight for their lives? I thought we'd have more time.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Jimmy?
You like the oligarch bloke for a second. I thought, mate, it absolutely lived up to everything that you said. It was just dumb, silly, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, as we said, watching it, covering up, you know, they're covering up the real idea of what it would be like at the end of the world with all the fluff and everything. Like, it is truly a terrifying idea and everything, but my God, they still made a fun film. Like, you can't say that there's a movie where 6 billion people die and be like, that was fun.
Yeah, they just put in so many lovely touches. Like, I forgot about when she sticks her finger, middle finger out there just as the door's shut in. And there's just a few little moments where you're just like, you could get wrapped up in the fact that, oh my God, this is so dreadful, everyone's dying. And then suddenly there'll just be this quirky little moment and you'll giggle and you'll be like, oh yeah, this is funny.
Yeah, this is good. This is moving along. And like, and as you said, you were not lying as well, you know, when you were like, you know, there's the first, what, 20, 30 minutes of the film, setting everyone up, introducing you into all the characters, who they are, what they're doing, what's going on, and then bang, off it goes. And
yeah.
Just, it never lets up. That, like, that was relentless.
Yeah, like, it doesn't give you a chance to breathe, it does it?
It really doesn't.
Even right up to the end with the door not shutting on the boat.
There's a few little moments here and there where, like, in between set pieces where, like, people, like, things will calm down for a moment and you people will be on a plane or on a boat or fucking whatever they are and people will be talking. But it's just kind of setting up the next bit and then off it goes again. The only thing that I thought was that whole government conspiracy thing never really went anywhere. Like,
because Woody Harrelson got fucked by a massive volcano.
Yeah, but then, like, but why were they killing everyone off? Was that to, like, keep the boat secret? Is that what that was about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, right. Because I was going to say, yeah, that kind of, that didn't seem like it went anywhere.
No, but I think if they'd have gone too in-depth with that, it would have...
Well, totally, yeah. Like, where do you go with it? I'm going to say it again. If you're going to put a hat on a hat, make it a good hat.
And that was a good hat.
Because, like, you know, yeah. Apocalypse film is enough. Having a some government conspiracy in there as well is, I don't know, you're keeping a lot of plates spinning with that. But if that's all they were doing was keeping the boat secret, then yeah, fine, I'm happy with that.
Tick. job done, mate.
And it still looked, yeah, still looked fine. All the special effects and that still looked good in it. Like, I like all those big pieces.
I like the fact that they killed off a few people that didn't need to die as well.
They killed off everybody in that.
6 billion people didn't need to die.
But, like, the Dr. Douchebag, he didn't need to get crushed in the gears.
No.
That was pretty harsh. He was like, you know, he said some pretty shitty things, but, like, that was clearly just the way that he was written in terms of you don't need to like him.
Yeah.
But it's just a cliche of, like, the stepdad who tries too hard. The oligarch's girlfriend, she didn't need to die like that. The pilot, who she was shagging, the Russian pilot, he didn't need to plunge off a cliff.
Unless
he died heroically, but...
Unless they were making a kind of statement about the fact that because she'd been cheated on him.
I guess, yeah.
Karma.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because there is that moment where they talk about the rhapsody... Not rhapsody.
Rapture.
Rapture.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, there's some heavy religious stuff going on there, like with the prayer rooms and everything, and... Yeah, like they've got the.
I love the way you stopped to burp.
Yeah, the president. The president wants to stay back and pray and everything, and they got the prayer rooms, and then like someone else is, they're saying where the fuck's the president? And then one of the staffers are just like, he's gone to pray, which at this time is a pretty good idea. You know, the Vatican scenes. This is a very good film, man. It did everything that it said it would do.
Good.
I was a fan.
Well, I'm glad I brought it to the table, and to be honest, I was inspired by Con Air. That's why I thought I'd pick that one.
Yeah, no, I knew that today when I was coming over, when I was on the bus over here today, I was thinking about what we could be watching. I was pretty certain I knew, and then when I got here and you just started describing it at the start of the reveal, I was like, I know what this is, 100%.
Well,
yeah. And I'm glad, and I'm really glad.
Your life is better now?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again anytime soon, but that was a good one to watch and have some beers with and just have a laugh.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Who doesn't like seeing the world get blown up?
Yeah, man, absolutely. And Woody Harrelson, just for as little as he was in that, was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Final thought. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Did
Job
you?
Job done. Thanks for listening.
sum it up in three words? Wait, is it three or four words that we normally do?
Well, we haven't done it yet, so we might as well just three words. Start it on this one.
No, we've always not wrap it up in, sum it up in, is it four words?
Let's go four.
Four.
Because I think this series, we've done that yet.
Haven't we?
I think so.
We've done on the other ones.
Maybe. We certainly didn't do it in Con Air.
Oh, no. We've lost our touch.
How would you rate Con Air in three words?
Con Air good.
Give back plane.
How would you sum this up in three words?
Oh no.
World go boom.
Splishy splashy splosh. Oh wow, we just did a throwback to Panto. Amazing. I would say in three words, what's that noise? Is that Kate?
I think it's Tony.
Three words to describe 2012. Lots of fun.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's a bit of a cop out, but it is just lots of fun. It's like I had a, you know, busy day, come home. Yes. That is a good busy day, Phil.
This has cheered me right up after that and got me in a good mood to go home to bed now. I mean, you know, eight beers under my belt won't hurt either.
No, you'll sleep well tonight. Yeah, you have a little sleep on the way home in your car whilst driving.
I didn't drive here tonight. I'll never drive here for this.
No, it'd be a silly thing. Right, so anyway, thank you so much for listening to that. Whatever comes out of this, at this point, I've got no idea.
I mean, it has been... this has been an apocalypse. What's the capital's favourite letter? I'm sorry?
My watch just told a joke. What's the capital's favourite letter? The London Eye. What's stupid?
Mate, this has been an apocalyptic episode.
It really has felt like it's gone wrong. And it has. On many, many levels.
Every bit of it.
When I ever did this back, there's just going to be a buzz through the whole thing, isn't there?
Our intentions were so good with all of this. This will be a good episode, I think.
I think this is going to be the Ghostbusters of this series.
the mystery mini-sode that comes out later on at some point.
It might end up being a mini-sode because I think we've only got about 4 minutes worth of recording.
And 30 of those seconds of me telling Mel Gibson to go fuck himself.
So, if you have listened, if you've managed to get all the way to the end and you've listened to this, then...
God bless you.
Yeah, well done you, because I'm surprised I'm still here.
6 billion people have just killed themselves to
this. No. So, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, absolutely.
Quote, oh my God.
People can go and find us at Rich and Jimmy on socials, at Rich and Jimmy on Twitter or on Instagram. Drop us a line, Rich and Jimmy Watch a Film @gmail.com. Get a hold of us there. And, you know, rate, review, share wherever you're listening to this. It's a massive help to us, even if it's negative.
Oh, I like negative. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get my first negative one.
Because... it's all been great. Everything's been 5-star. So, you know, surely someone out there must think we fucking suck. Tell us.
And then please tell us so that we can respond.
Yeah, exactly. So we can clap back at it.
We will respond. Person that it will be like Jay and Silent Bob. Yeah.
We are small and petty enough that we will go after this.
We will say your names on our podcast. I will search where you live.
You will not hear the end of it.
Yeah.
No.
I will kill your pets.
Put rat bait in your fucking dog bowl.
Oh, hang on. Oh yeah, dog, that's fine. As long as it's not cat.
But no, seriously. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really, really appreciate it. Whatever this episode turns out to be.
Yeah, and as far as finishing on a quote from it, I just don't think there was any standout quotes. Unless we quoted the sort of oligarch. Keep on wobbling your face as you're talking and go.
Keep on taking the Bentley.
Voice activation.
Yeah, there isn't really a quote from that film, isn't there?
Maybe. I bet if we'd have been listening carefully, Woody Harrelson has some corkers.
He would add some good ones.
Yeah.
Keep on 2012 and.
You could just say, don't die.
Keep on living.
Keep. Do you know what? Yeah. So, thank you so much for listening and keep on living.
Don't stop living. Hold on to your life.
Sing us out, Jimmy.
I just did that with that great Journey cover.
The Journey of Life.
The Journey of Life by Rich and Jimmy.
Shall I press stop?
Just do it, please. I mean, to be honest, it probably hasn't been recorded.
Shall I press start? All right. See you next time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.